Well, after Pope Benedict's speech, Charles Collins caught up with some of the ambassadors in attendance. The ambassador to the Holy See from Ireland, Noel Fahy, spoke to him about the Holy Father's remarks on the environment.
I think one has to have hopes about the environment for the reasons the Pope mentioned, that we have a duty and a necessity to protect the environment that we live in. And if we don't, we will continue to pay an ever-increasing price for our failures. I wouldn't say that Copenhagen was the success that people hoped for. It certainly wasn't. But nevertheless, it did not break down. It continues a process that's going on to a couple of major conferences the coming year. We have to be hopeful, and indeed the Holy Father's message is one of hope and encouraging us to face the problems of the environment and to deal with them. I think it's very valuable from that point of view, coming as it does such a brief period after Copenhagen.
He speaks of the economic and political resistance to combating the degradation of the environment. Especially now, it's 2010, the world has seen its worst economic recession since the Depression. A lot of these things are going to be expensive. Ireland itself has had tough economic times. And some people are saying it's a lot to ask to put the money on the line, to put the political capital on the line to make the changes necessary for the environment. Do you think the political will is there?
We have to hope that it is. Certainly as far as my government is concerned, the will is there. It's not an entirely altruistic approach. It's a realization that we live in a situation where pressure on resources is growing, where the environment is being seriously damaged to a point that it is threatening mankind. And it's that serious. And in that kind of situation, I think resources can be found. I think they have to be found. At least that would be the view of my government. And certainly we're very much committed on that.